Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Now, that is Hollywood style right there. Coming to you once again from Nerd Melt Showroom at Meltdown Comics on Sunset Boulevard. It's Saturday, April 25th. Why is that funny? Day 25 of No Alcohol April. Yeah, I'm almost finished with this shit. 2015 at 420-ish. Let me see your name tags, L.A. I'm already attracted to one in the very front row because it's a Doug's life instead of a bug's life. And you just slap my face on one of them bugs. And then you're one of the other bugs? And your name is Doug as well? All right. Okay, fair enough. Doug, what was the last movie you saw? I know, I throw the hardball questions. All right, moving on. Layer Jake. Where's that Layer Jake? Layer Jake instead of Layer Cake, right?
Yeah.
All right, good job, buddy.
Thanks.
Oh, What We Do in the Shadows, was it hard to come up with because you just couldn't remember what movie you saw, or you couldn't remember what that one was called?
Which movie?
What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh.
But very funny movie, though, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. What about you, Layer Jake?
John Wick?
John Wick?
Yeah.
They're making John Wick 2. Yeah. I would not want to be cast as the puppy in that one. Why would they cast a person? Invasion of the Scotty Snatchers in the front row. It's a very big green poster. Oh, it lights up, and you lost some items that fell off of it. You could see there's been some issues, but you made it here, and you're in the front row.
We made it like 3 years ago.
So it's 3 years old?
Yeah.
I tell people, you know, just keep coming back with the same shitty name tag, and you never know what psychopath guest of mine is going to pick a name tag with all the stuff falling off, and... But yeah, just save the battery on those blinky parts, because that's a real selling point. You don't want to lose the blinking. You don't want to run out of juice. Do you guys go to the movies together? When you're not making name tags? What was the last movie you guys saw together? And then I will tell you which one of you decided on that movie. What was it called?
It Follows.
It Follows. That was his idea.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for bringing your name tags, you guys. Good luck to everybody. It's a pretty sweet prize bag today. The next Doug Loves Movies in Los Angeles is Tuesday, May 12th at 7 o'clock over at UCB on Franklin. And then we'll be back here on Sunday, June 14th at 4:20. NYC, you real soon, NYC. You real soon, because Doug Loves Movies is at the Gramercy next Tuesday. DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates, deets, and links. Prize bag is chock full of stuff. Even more board games than just this movie, you guys. So that's exciting. And I'm just going to get my guests out here and then go through all this stuff. Three previous guests on the show, all favorites of mine. Please give a big warm welcome to David Huntsberger, Rich Sommer, and Allison Rosen. Allison Rosen is your new best friend.
That is so almost like how the theme song goes.
Is it close?
It's in the realm that they are both sung.
It doesn't really, it's not a song so much as those words being sung.
Well,
Allison Rosen is your new best friend.
I love it.
Okay.
It's already stuck in my head.
All right. But you're the host of that, and let's hear it for her, everybody. A whole bag of
I look at this not only as an opportunity to show off my lack of movie knowledge, but a chance to declutter and bequeath some lovely gifts to people.
Yeah, you really went all out here. You've mm-hmm. got a DVD or is it a Blu-ray?
It's a Blu-ray.
It's both. Pardon me. Of Neighbors, starring Seth Rogen and Zac Efron.
People are excited.
Yeah. You also threw in Hunger Games number one, the one that started it all.
That's right. It's the ground zero for Hunger Games, or is it not cool to say that anymore?
I don't know what's cool anymore. I know one thing that nobody would want to have in their home if they want to impress anyone ever. And that would be the novel on which the movie I Don't Know How She Does It is based.
It's a real page turner, I
guess. Now a major motion picture with Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah, so that was an awesome book initially, and then they made it into that movie.
But then they...
Which I honestly didn't see.
They did that thing where then they make the cover an image from the movie.
Yeah.
That's confirmed, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah, that's the thing. It's not a novelization of the movie. I mean, the movie is based on a novel, but then they just take over.
Right.
No, it's just movie book.
It's fucked up.
Now, on the other hand, this is a classy piece of business right here, because this is a very slick covered, soft cover copy of the... screenplay for A Single Man.
Who wouldn't want that?
Who wouldn't want to just sit up at night reading, just remembering Colin Firth wearing those glasses and not beating anybody up? Like, this movie can now be thought of as a boring prologue to Kingsman. Was that all of it or something
else?
There's
one more big ticket item. It's not that. No. Mm-hmm.
This is nice. Tell them what this is.
It's a thermos inside a little zippered pouch with a handle, because don't you hate carrying a thermos?
You know what? You described that so beautifully, I don't even have to take it out of the box.
You don't.
Someone's going to win that.
And
that's the kind of thing that I might use if I had it. I'd never buy it, and I hope no one would ever give me one.
It's a promotional item for a movie that I don't recall, but you might, called The Guilt Trip.
Oh, yes, with Seth Rogen and Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
you
it
really
is.
Don't want any Seth Rogen paraphernalia.
It does seem that way, doesn't
Seth
it?
Seth Rogen clearinghouse.
Or I received a gift basket with a lot of Seth Rogen stuff in it. Either or.
Plus some stickers that say Allison Rosen is your new best friend.
And those.
All that stuff from Allison Rosen, you guys. She's a giver. And then, speaking briefly a moment ago, David Huntsberger's here, everybody.
Hello.
Back on the show. It's been a little while.
Yeah, nice to be back.
You brought a burrito expert T-shirt.
Ah, yes.
That
Harkening back.
The fans of Professor Blastoff would know about burrito expert.
Just fans of burritos. Oh. It has absolutely nothing to do with anything. It's a 2XL.
Oh, that's right. That's right. This is the catchphrase that you came up with. It's not even connected to a bit or anything.
Yeah, because comedians are always like unfurling a shirt. I thought you might want this on a shirt, and I thought it would be funny to just have something completely unrelated to my act.
And what'd you learn from that experience?
Well, here it is nearly a decade later, and I still have some merchandise left.
Thank God Doug Loves Movies came along, because I think you give one away every time.
If you need a shirt to sleep in, to paint in,
out in public, because they're so rare.
That's true.
Rare. Like, you point at it and go, this is so not amusing. Out of context. It's so funny that you're forcing the wearer to create a context. Because if they just say, well, his point was there was no point.
Right.
Then both those people are going to kill themselves right on the corner.
It happens regularly.
I love it. You brought something else, though, right?
I brought a cassette tape called Fitness Eyes. People are getting back into... Cassettes are coming back. And my friend Chuck Watkins made it. It's like 16 tracks of dance, workout, fun music. There's a download code in there, too. I wanted everyone to really enjoy getting into shape. Or at least one person. Just one person.
A person in a 2XL shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Coming with a message
that says burrito expert on it.
It's a 2XL, so you're gonna feel real skinny in it.
That's true.
That's Rich Sommer, everybody.
Hi.
Host of the Board Games Are Bullshit podcast.
That's the subtitle.
That's not what it's called?
Nope.
What's it called?
It's called Cardboard with Rich Sommer.
Cardboard?
Cardboard, all caps, exclamation point, with Rich Sommer.
Of course.
Yeah.
With Rich Sommer.
Uh-huh.
And walk us through it. Every... It's like, is it a different board game highlighted each episode, or...?
No, it's just sort of, whatever I'm thinking about board games on that day.
Oh, it's like all the latest board game news and reviews.
No news. I can't describe it, and also I'm not sure anyone else could who's even listened to it. But it's that guy's leaving just when I am talking about it, which I don't blame him.
He's rushing to go download it.
That's right. Yeah. Maybe he can tell us later. So, it's just board games. I have guests on talking about board games that they've played, or it's, I think, I don't know. It's for people to listen to about board games.
And on that account, you never let us down.
No.
Because you brought for the prize bag two board games.
Yep.
NHL Fast Track.
Yep.
And...
NHL Icebreaker.
Icebreaker. Well, that looks like a card game.
That's a card game. Fast Track is more of a dexterity game, Doug. You play it with your body in some way. That one is a flicking. You're pulling back little pucks, and you're shooting them across the thing.
So what would the... So it's kind of like a Hungry Hungry Hippos or a Don't Break the Ice. Something where you got to get in there.
Yes.
And it's small plastic toy that you have to all get on top of it and...
to
behave
people.
Like monsters.
Yes. Yeah,
trying to beat each other.
Okay.
Right? Like, like adults shouldn't play this, should they?
I have played it quite a lot.
Don't you end up just like punching each other?
You get angry.
I mean, that's the point of hockey,
yes,
I guess.
Exactly. It really inspires the feeling of hockey.
Did you guys know they're making Goon 2?
Yes! Oh.
Speaking of hockey, I love the movie Goon, Allison.
I get
you
that.
Would too.
Okay.
Because you love violence, right?
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
I like it only a little less than non-violence.
People getting punched. You love that.
Love gore. Love horror.
Well, it's not a horror movie. It's just a hockey movie.
Maybe to me it is. Maybe I have hockey phobia.
And also in the prize bag we have my final Until They Send Me Another Crate of Them copy of Schmovie. Has any guest on your show, Rich, ever waxed poetic about Schmovie?
Not yet. We're only on episode 3 so far.
Oh,
but
okay.
I imagine it's just on the horizon.
Do you have a favorite board game?
I have lots of favorite board games, Doug. I own a fair number of them. And
how many do you think you own?
I actually keep track of my collection on BoardGameGeek.com. Thank you, the two of you. Thank you both.
Did you guys start the
website? For a second, I thought that was sarcasm. I keep track of them on BoardGeek.com.
BoardGameGeek. No, it's absolutely legitimate. I've just crossed over the 850 mark, Doug.
Oh. Wow.
I always like a gasp.
Do they still make new episodes of Hoarders, or is there a celebrity Hoarders?
I like the worried pause after a gasp. Oh.
Like Harry Crane has a board game problem after this. Well, that's pretty awesome. I'm a fan of the podcast without even having heard it.
Thanks, Doug.
Board games might make a comeback. You know, like Kumail started an X-Files podcast, and now they're making more X-Files. You know, so.
I don't know if it's...
It's exactly the same thing.
Causal.
Don't even try.
Okay.
So you're saying board games might come back?
Yeah. You think board games are hot right now?
Real hot.
No,
there's
they
a
are?
Podcast about them.
Yeah,
can I ask the question no one's wondering? Do you alphabetize them?
No.
How are the 850 organized?
They are organized by feel. In that, I know.
Like, tonally?
If you said, where's Demacher? I'd say it's right over there. And I point to it. And if you said, where's Alhambra? I'd say it's up on that top shelf there. I just know where they...
Where's Jenga? All of it.
Where's Twister?
Pull one out and you're playing Jenga. Also in the prize bag I got from my friends at a Poke Bowl.
Nice.
A Getting Dug with High mug that are street value $30.
What's in it?
Just bugs and bugs and dust and stuff. I thought it'd be a good idea to just blow right into it. let it all splash back in my face. But I like to give away clean prizes. And all of that is going to be somebody's today because they came down to Meltdown Comics on Sunset and paid their $10. Thank you guys so much for coming. Good luck to everybody. Let's talk about movies. Let's ask all the panelists what I like to ask everybody in life, starting with you, David.
Okay.
What was the last movie you saw?
I just watched Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
Woo!
I feel like I should have gotten more woos than that.
What format did you watch that in?
what format?
I mean, like, you know, was it...
I stream...
What'd you do with it?
I streamed it on HBO Go on a television.
All right. So it's probably playing on HBO this month, and then you can HBO Go it.
I think it ends April 30th. So.
Okay, thanks for... I wish everyone who came in with a movie suggestion also had the expiration date.
This one,
you're a really
hot
thoughtful
ticket.
Guest. you just noticed it when you were buying it, that's when it expires?
Yeah, yeah.
And what'd you have to pay for that? Like probably about like $6 or something? $4.99?
Well, HBO Go is like a month.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So
factored into the cost.
I'm not even going to ask you if it was worth the money. I'm going to ask you, was it worth your time?
Oh, absolutely. Like it's the five woos that happened here are indicative of just no one saw it and no one really talked about it.
Yeah, it wasn't a success in the theaters. I never got around to watching it. I just kind of heard from people. It was kind of depressing.
I think if you go in expecting it to be hilarious, which is sort of how they marketed it, you're going to be like, ugh, that's a bummer.
They have so many comedy people and some scenes that are meant to be like kind of an outrageous scenario. But overall, the theme is much more kind of dire. And I found like it was romantic and all the things I look for in a movie, very romantic.
I like Steve Carell. Obviously, he did good work in Foxcatcher, but like, he's like the funniest guy that isn't in the funniest movies. Like, he hasn't had a great track record with movies, and it sucks because he's so talented and subtle. Like, his work on The Office, I can watch The Office episodes he's in over and over again. He's so incredible.
Someone I talked to said, like, I had a bit of a Steve Carell overload. And then other people said, like, I just wanted to be that. I just wanted to be funny all the time, like, in The Office. And I think
he's got a million things he can do. I think he's, that's why he was so good in Foxcatcher, because he can just to disappear in a character, I think.
There are a few characters in the movie that when people use the phrase, like, didn't ring true. But whatever that phrase is.
A little wacky. A couple parts that are a little wacky.
Yeah, yeah. And he was always very believable and, like, perfect for the part.
Wait a second. T.J. Miller is in a movie that has wacky parts?
And he's not even the wackiest. He's not even, like, that out of place.
But that's what they really sold in the trailers, is everybody at TGI Fridays getting it on because the world was ending.
And that's a 15-second scene. That's like a brief thing. Yeah, it's tiny. And so it's definitely worth watching. I mean, it does bring up some questions about, like, the meaning of life and things that you're maybe not wanting to get out of a movie at all times. But I thought overall, like, I was much more than pleasantly surprised. I really like it. I thought it was original.
It's weird that people didn't go, because Keira Knightley is our top box office comedy actress. Like, if she's in a movie, you know it's a fucking knee slapper. Yeah. Or a corset buster. Rich, what was the last thing you saw, buddy?
Just last night I saw Ex Machina.
Nice. Liked it, didn't you?
A lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really dug it. I thought that the visual effects were, like, for how little I'm guessing the movie comes, I don't think it's like a giant budget movie, right? The visual effects are astounding for how little it must have cost.
It's quite good. It's like, it's really interesting because it's science fiction, it's able to be like kind of small and huge, like, at the same time. So there's great effects, but there's also a lot of smaller aspects to it.
I think it's a really,
really
quiet
good script.
Movie. Yeah. It's a very thoughtful movie.
Yeah. It's not like trailers and stuff might leave you with the feeling that it's like After Earth or Oblivion or something like that.
Nothing like that.
But no, it's like really like, I don't want to say those movies weren't smart, but this movie's not dumb like those were.
right. Good save.
No, I mean, those movies, they had their moments, especially Oblivion, I thought had its moments, but this is like, I don't know, when I go into a movie that's like a kind of a brainy science fiction, I'm already like, ugh, this is, I'm going to have to worry about this. It's going to be a slow puzzle.
Right.
You know?
Like Biodome?
Yeah, exactly. That's a perfect example. Like Biodome, like We're in the Army Now, like most of Pauly Shore's movies. With or without Baldwin. But they only worked together that one time. That's just a shame. So why is no one trying to get those two back together again?
Get a podcast going.
The Biodome cast. Those two guys are not allowed to leave. I would listen to a show if they weren't allowed to be in society anymore, if they were just excluded in a dome where they podcasted 24/7.
Pod dome.
I would listen to the shit out of that and be so happy they're off the streets. Allison, have you been to the movies lately?
Well, I watched one at my house.
That's all you gotta do.
Art house movie called Gone Girl. I realized it was very late to it because I know you care. We watched it on demand, had to choose between renting or owning it, decided to rent it. I feel like that was an okay decision. And I've now turned into everyone's mom, so I fall asleep halfway through every movie.
So that's why the rental's great, because you got 48 hours to redo it.
But I managed to stay awake for the whole thing, so I think that's a ringing endorsement.
Oh, that means you liked it so much that you it kept you awake.
That's right. Edge of my seat. Yeah.
Yeah, I dare say I was awake through the whole thing. Sitting in a comfy movie theater chair that I could have fallen asleep in if I was bored. But I also thought, I just did a dining with Doug and Karen, and I got some sort of food on my sleeve, and so I'm a little self-conscious about
looking like a weirdo has food
on his sleeve, so I'm like trying to cover it up.
Well, what
you're
kind
sitting
of food is
like
it?
You're getting your portrait painted.
No, I won't smile. I won't smile this year.
There's a funny little, actually, tiny piece of board game trivia about Gone Girl.
Oh, here we go.
I mean, it's not like, it's just there's one shot where, without giving anything away, a shed is opened and there's some stuff in the shed, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the forefront of the shed, there's a small stack of board games. And they're board games, like my kind of board games, the ones that, like there's one, Dominion and a couple other games. But it set the board gaming Twitter sphere on fire.
Oh, I sure
all,
did.
All 300 of us were going bananas.
I tried to log on to Board Game Geek, and it was crashed at
point. Yeah.
I couldn't even get on.
No, you get 10 users on there at once, and we are going down.
I do not mind spoiling what you're talking about, because those board games are in a shed full of shit. The whole point of every item in that shed is this is fucking expensive, worthless shit. This is rich people's crap that they buy when they have a shit ton of money that they need to move around. Yeah.
The thought crossed my mind.
But what I was going to say about it, and I've probably said on the podcast before, so I apologize if I'm repeating myself. It just felt, Gone Girl to me felt like as good as, like exactly equally as good as a 2-hour episode of any version of Law and Order.
Yes.
You know? Like, which is great. Like, Law and Order, every time I watch it, I can't believe they crank out this great shit. You know, it's really good stuff. But that's, to me, what it was. And obviously more violent and more sexual. It was on a plane recently where you have your own screen. And so some movies, they just go nuts. And they just show, like, a full-blown R-rated movie with violence and sex and stuff in it. And they don't change a thing. But then other ones are edited because I guess maybe some are just edited for airline use in general. So that's the version they get. So Gone Girl, when one guy gets his throat slit...
Or
it could be a lady. Let's just say something gets a chicken. A chicken might get his throat slit. And when it happens, this crazy blur goes over like most of the screen to cover the gushing blood. But it's a blur, so you can still see this redness happening. You know, like something awful is happening. But you kind of, it's kind
of
like how it used to be when you used to try to watch a scrambled cable channel would have like porn on it, and you try to watch it, and you could make out just enough to know you're seeing something you shouldn't be seeing. I saw a movie today. I went and saw God, it's a hard title to remember. Clouds of Sils Maria.
That is difficult.
Yeah, I'm cultured, you sons of bitch. What?
That's difficult.
Did you just say, what is that?
No, I said that is difficult. That's a ridiculous title.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Even after you've seen it, I mean, that's why I was finally able to figure it out, because there's these certain clouds in a place called Sils Maria that when they come along, they're very predictable what time of day it's going to happen, and it looks like a long snake is coming through the valley. And that's pretty much the only thing I learned in a movie that somehow has Juliette Binoche is a French actress who speaks French a lot in the movie and has subtitles, but her assistant is American Kristen Stewart. And so she has to talk English to her all the time.
Was it as boring as it sounds?
I'm telling you, I just jazzed it up a little bit. There's a weird scene where Kristen Stewart and Juliette Binoche decide to take a dip in Lake Minnetonka, and Kristen Stewart strips down to just her underwear, like panties and a bra, and Juliette Binoche goes like full, like before she jumps in the water, you get a full look at her beeve.
Is just it furry?
Like, is that how it works? Like if an older lady and a younger lady went swimming together, would one of them keep some stuff on just to, you know, keep it all genteel and not get too crazy? Or the older ladies are just like, fuck it. Like, they just don't care anymore.
They've given up.
Well, I don't want to say that. I don't want to say married ladies should give up.
We're talking about older ladies.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about married ladies.
No, they still wear bra and panties.
Right? Of course they would.
What are the clouds doing during this scene? Like, snaking around?
They were... I don't know. I guess some people will like it, but it's just a lot of... She's an actress, so there's a lot of scenes where they're running her lines, and Kristen Stewart, as her assistant, is helping her with her lines for some play she's in. And what they do is they do this thing where Kristen Stewart, like, I guess, has a photographic memory because she doesn't look at the script very much when she's running the lines. So... if you're like me and you're having a hard time paying attention to this movie that's really boring, if your mind is drifting, they'll like just suddenly be screaming at each other very dramatically, and I have to sit and think, are they really yelling at each other right now, or are they running the lines? And the Kristen Stewart character is being way too good an actress for just running the lines. Like, she's really getting into it. And she's not, her character's not even an actress in the movie. But I guess Kristen Stewart won some sort of acting award for it. And I liked her better, though. And did you see Still Alice? Still Alice was the Julianne Moore. She won Best Actress for it. But I thought Kristen Stewart was really good in that. And I've always thought she takes too much heat for, just because she's in the Twilight movies doesn't mean that she's an expressionless idiot.
It's not just because of the Twilight movies.
Even in the last Twilight movie, she got a lot of, you know, she suddenly had some gumption, you know, she became a vampire, another spoiler. And,
So
she starts kicking some ass.
You didn't see Seeking a Friend for the World, but you saw all the Twilight movies?
Because I'd never do an interruption of a comedy like that one.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be weird. That's just like jokes on jokes. gets a little weird. It has to be a comedy that just doesn't work at all. And I don't even want to find that. I don't even want to know that exists.
We did Love Actually.
Yeah, but that's comedy. It's so kind of a comedy. Like, they really...
Keira Knightley.
It's more of a... It's
comedy
kind,
princess.
It's kind of calm, mostly rom.
David, you'd be
that
into it.
Movie.
Yeah, yeah. I like the rom.
You like the rom.
Like, the funniest part of that movie is that stand-ins in porn have to actually be naked and simulate fucking so that they can set up the crude lighting that they use in porn. Like, that is such a weird premise throughout the entire movie. They're acting out every single thing. I don't want to brag you guys, but I worked in porn a little bit, and there's never extra people standing around naked that aren't going to be fucking on camera.
Did you really work in porn?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Does everyone know this already?
I think so. I I've mentioned it a couple of times.
You can fill me in
every once
later.
In a while. I don't bring it up a lot because there's so many follow-up questions.
I can only think of one question.
Oh, did you get ahead. Paid well?
Then shoot. What's your one question?
No, it's it was simply going to just be, what did you do in porn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I guess I didn't mean to say it in a way that sounds like I might have been a participant. I was a PA. Yeah, so I was never a fluffer, but I did have to wet some bushes. No, that's not even a job on the set.
Got a dry bush over here.
Where the hell is Doug? We got to wet this bush.
We're in a drought. There's a Santa Ana wind coming. It's dangerous out there in the valley. That's where a lot of those, fires break out.
Environmental thing is
shooting porn in Woodland Hills.
Yeah.
Because that's when I was doing it. It was back when it was, I guess it was probably technically illegal at the time that we were even making it. And it was all done in the valley. So I would have to drive around the valley. Like, I'd have to get all, like, the food for the craft service table. And I actually a few times got yelled at for not setting up a nice enough spread for the for those hardworking people in there spreading their junk. And then a few times before I got out, I was a boom operator.
You're climbing a ladder a little
bit. There's nothing more fun than people fucking while you're doing this over them.
Hey, Doug, the boom's in the shot.
That's no boom, that's my cock. All right, so there you have it. Let the games begin. We're going to play, I think I got time for three games today. How's that clock over there doing? That clock always drives me crazy because it's off. It's 2 minutes fast, you guys. If anybody has like an important appointment to make it, if anyone has a doctor's appointment this Saturday afternoon, early evening, it's now 5:07. Not 5:09.
If I arrive 2 minutes late to my doctor's appointment, he cancels.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Does he lock the door and laugh from the other side?
Yeah.
Try again, best friend.
And I'm like, but you took an oath.
Oath. It's just you sound important or like you have any, you, like you're a law professor just using the word, just saying oath.
Oath.
Oath. But you know, you can say it the wine, you say, but you took an oath. Anyway. If I had the car crash sound right now, I would totally hit it.
For what's happening on stage?
For what I just did, yeah.
Okay.
For my nonsensical joke. But I just get transfixed in this environment. The Meltdown Comics, the Nerd Melt showroom is a magical place on a Saturday afternoon.
The show's getting more romantic.
Isn't it? It's just weird how, like, the front row is very well lit. Like, you can really make everybody out. You know all there is to know about them. And then the second row, you can see them pretty good, mm-hmm. too. Third row, you can kind of see. And then everyone
nothing.
Else
yeah.
nothing after
is
that.
Just out back there in the fog. And they're a big, misty snake. Just moving through.
You could
the
turn that movie, it sounds like, into a porno very quickly.
Oh, yeah, if all the women are in love with the big snake.
Well, they're jumping into a pool naked together. They're bad acting back and forth. Snake's coming in like a voyeur.
I didn't say anything about bad acting. Not the great Juliette Binoche. Yeah. Yeah, take it back, you oaf.
Now it's working.
You took an oath.
I confuse her with Julia Ormond.
Right?
Okay, so I'm not the only one.
Totally. That's the female Paxton Pullman.
Yes.
Absolutely. All right, this first game we're going to play is called Cluster Flicks or Don't Yell Out Amy Adams. Because one time a guy yelled out Amy Adams, or a girl did, and she was right. And nothing ruins a game than the right answer from someone that shouldn't be answering. That was a weird noise.
It was.
That noise kind of sounds to me like he was with a noise saying, "Are you talking to me?" He thinks we can't yell out answers. We'll see about that. We will see. I'm going to name three movies that one actor or actress was in all three of these films. I'm going to give each of you, all of you, together at the same time, a moment to think about it. And first person who gives me the right name is the winner. But after the first three, chances are no one will get it. Because this is a tough game.
I never played this one.
And most actors and actresses have been in a lot of movies that you're like, what was that? So I compiled a list. I'll hopefully get through a lot of them. We'll see.
Wait, which is the part where you're like, what was that?
Who was where?
Oath.
These movies, like a lot of actors are also in a lot of obscure movies.
Okay.
You know, because they have to get a start somewhere and then sometimes they lose their way along the way. So no fault of their own. But so this is an actor, actress that I've pre-chosen. And then once we get into, after the first three, then I'm just going to keep adding titles until somebody gets it right. So just say it out loud whenever you think you know the answer. It's basically how this works. Good luck, everybody. It's just the people on stage. Nobody.
I don't know how many times to remind them.
What actor or actress was in Journey to Shiloh,
oh, Jesus Christ.
Getting Straight, and Zabriskie Point? Who was in all three of those films? I'll give you a moment. Any guesses?
Diane Lane.
Moving on. This person was also in Heroes. A movie called Heroes.
I don't think anyone in the audience even wants to yell out.
Right? That's
yet.
What's beautiful about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's
is
very
it's
difficult.
So tough. This is no Amy Adams, you guys. Force 10 from Navarone. Random Hearts.
Ed Harris?
No.
Matt Dillon?
Firewall. Crossing Over.
Well, now we've
Extraordinary Measures.
I wish Morning. They were in the room right
what?
Now.
Who?
I wish they were in the room right now. Like, God, no one, come on.
You never know. This person might be here.
I've done all this work, you see.
Morning Glory.
Harrison Ford?
That's correct. American Graffiti, Apocalypse Now, The Frisco Kid, Frantic, The Mosquito Coast, Working Girl, Presumed Innocent, 6 Days, 7 Nights. I mean, this guy works. What Lies Beneath? Witness, of course. Hollywood Homicide, Cowboys and Aliens, all the Star Wars, all the Raiders, all the Blade Runners. And The Age of Adeline. Is anyone going to see The Age of Adeline? It's about a woman played by Blake Lively.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't never ages a day over, what is it, 28? 29? She's 29 and she never gets any older. Like all the other characters in the movie get old and she just stays 29. And nobody can figure it out. But I also don't think they try. Like in the trailer and stuff, I don't see any scenes of her like on a slab, you know. people in lab coats tugging at her.
Yeah, she just says, "You have no idea." And then they basically go, "Good enough for me."
Yeah. "How do you stay so young looking?"
"It's a secret."
"All right, want to get some lunch?"
It'd be funny if her voice got old, but her face didn't.
"Damn, girl, you're looking good."
"I know."
All right, so so I don't know if I can bring myself to see that movie, but it's actually doing quite well on the Rotten Tomatoes. 90% or something.
No, is it really? So. I thought it was at halvesies. I mean, I was looking last night before going to pick a movie.
What movie are we talking about?
Age of Adeline.
I'm talking about Paul Blart.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
No, what is it?
Age of Adelaide.
Is it halfsies?
I thought so, in the 40s.
Can you look again?
Yep, gonna look now. Oh, hey, guys, I got a guest for my next podcast. He just confirmed, so.
Oh, who is it?
Who'd that be?
Kevin Sussman from Big Bang Theory, talking about board games.
Oh, okay.
Out of the 800
I love how you threw
games.
In talking about Great board games.
How many you, you
oh, it's
guys
a special episode of your board games podcast.
He's got a lot of knowledge.
How many games did you get through in the first three?
I talked about a lot of games. I talked about combined, I don't know. I mean, hey, look, it just kind of it comes fast and furious.
Yeah,
you know?
Hey,
like,
look,
think
man.
Of all the movies we've mentioned today. Yeah. It's like that with board games.
Okay, but you're not worried about exhausting the 850 too quickly.
Oh, no, no, no. The 850 is a drop in the bucket for how many board games are out there.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Don't worry. Don't you worry. I'm going to be here for a long time.
Yeah, most of those board games are out there, that's for sure.
You said it, Doug. When you, like, if you do something well in life, like pay your taxes on time, does a little voice in your head go, "Move ahead four spots," or anything like that? Like, to some degree.
I do dream in board games a lot. You guys want to talk about it? No? This is kind of what the podcast is like.
Did you find what we're looking for?
53 currently. 53 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Why did I think it was at 90-something?
Not sure.
Anyway, Sills of Maria for me.
The promotional people at Age of Adeline not thrilled about that little segment.
No. Really? No bad publicity. I'm told.
Cloud of Sils Maria.
Excellent pornography.
That's like a 90%, 91%, I think. But since I was so wrong about the other one, why listen to me? But that's why that and the showtime starting time matching up made me choose it. And then here we are.
Raving about it.
What?
Here we are raving about it.
I get no. But I think some people might like it, though. I didn't think it was a bad movie. I just think that what was going on was not of interest to me.
I'm intrigued by those snake clouds.
Huh?
I'm intrigued by those snake clouds.
Yeah, that's kind of neat. I that's kind of a spoiler, too, because it's kind of late in the movie.
Damn
but, but it's also but it's also is in the title. I was kind of, well, through the whole movie, I was like, you know. It's like if... It's like if Empire Strikes Back had been called Cloud City. Through the whole movie, you'd be going, "Where's this Cloud City I heard so much about?" Let's play around to Last Man Standing, you guys. And you've got a Misery Loves Comedy poster that you made into your name tag. What name did you put over it? Teresa Loves Comedy instead of Misery. Good job. Unless your
name isn't Teresa.
You guys have been so polite not pointing out to me that I haven't had the name tag selection yet. So we're one game in, and that only means Rich gets to go first in the next game because he got Harrison Ford right. So let's pick name tags, you guys. Let's get that process over with. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Today's show is brought to you in part by Casper Mattresses, obsessively engineered American-made mattresses at a shockingly fair price. Listen, you spend about a third of your life sleeping on a good day. Let's make sure you're doing it on a good mattress. Casper brings together two comfy technologies for better nights and brighter days: latex foam and memory foam.
so they've got just the right sink, just the right bounce, no matter how you sleep. Here's more good news. They've got a risk-free trial and return policy. They'll deliver it straight to you. You could try it for 100 days, and if you're not happy, they'll pick it back up. Yeah, they'll come get it. It's pretty neat. They sent one to Doug Loves Movies headquarters, and we've been sleeping snug as bugs. This thing is seriously comfortable. It feels great on your back. It's $500 for a twin-size mattress and $950 for a king-size mattress. Comparing that to industry averages, that's an outstanding price point. And now you can get $50 towards any mattress purchase by going to Casper.com/Doug and using the code Doug. Today's episode is also brought to you by our friends at Xero, X-E-R-O. You know how to spell Xero. Beautiful accounting software built to help small businesses be more productive and successful. Xero is easy to use. Send invoices, online quotes to your customers, pay your employees, manage your cash flow, expenses, and even your inventory with Xero. Xero is in the cloud, so you can access and manage all your business accounting on the go. Xero does what desktop software does and more. Plus, you can use it anywhere at any time from your mobile device. Working and traveling, you can send invoices easily on the go, and clients can pay online instantly. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at Xero.com/podcasts. That's Xero.com/podcasts. Xero. Xero is beautiful accounting software built to help small businesses be more productive and successful. Sign up for a free 30-day trial today at Xero.com/podcasts. Back to the show. We're back. Put it down, Peter Rapids. Who are you playing for, Allison?
I am playing for Lawrence of Arabia.
And don't say the shithead
I
on
won't.
The back, of
it's,
course.
It's covered up. I can't even
he
see it.
He did a great job. Yeah. Put a little post-it on there so nobody knows what the shithead is. But that's really nice. It's like kind of supposed to be like a scroll or something or a necklace. Uh-oh. Cat's Cradle. You can play Cat's Cradle with it. but yeah, that's a fun name tag you picked there. Are you a big fan of this movie, Allison?
No, I'm a big fan of myself, and he flashed me his phone, and it had my podcast on it. After I grabbed it, though, I saw someone had a mannequin poster, and I was very tempted by that one, and I thought maybe I had been hasty, but thank you for listening to my podcast. There it is. Yeah.
Good job, dude.
Excited to play for you.
Larry, who you playing for?
Larry. I'm playing for Sam, who made a Sleepaway Samp poster.
Sleepaway Samp?
That I really liked. No shithead on the back, though.
Okay, well, we'll deal with that when the time comes.
I guess.
Yeah, someone will be punished.
Now, on
call
that
me
poster,
Christian Grey. Someone's going to get punished.
There's underwear with a knife through it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, look up here, too.
Bush.
Yeah, sticking out of the underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot going on there.
Sleepaway Camp is a crazy-ass movie.
Bananas.
And I especially recommend the final freeze frame at the end. It's not supposed to look like a freeze frame, but that's what they had to do on their budget, and it's pretty amazing. And I've never seen the sequels. There was part two and part three, and then partially filmed and then abandoned part four. So very soon I'm going to do some interruptions of the little tease. I'm going to interrupt Sleepaway 2 and Sleepaway 3 because we did Sleepaway Camp 1 in Austin, Texas with the Master Pancake guys, and it was really fun. Great story.
Such a romantic show.
Who are you playing for, David?
Andy Man, or Candy Man scratched into Andy Man, and he included candy. Who can
right,
say no
he
to
glued
that?
Some M&Ms and some Skittles on there.
Yeah.
Two candies that are, it's really fun to, you know, close your eyes and pour them all into a bowl. Just go to town. How does that taste to have a Skittle and an M in your mouth at the same time?
Never done it, no plans to do so.
Okay. And I like the Candyman, the little bee there, and then the eye. It's got my face in the middle of the eye.
Mm-hmm. Hand-drawn.
So, mm-hmm.
You know, as a kid, you can't take candy from strangers, but I take advantage of it anytime I can as an adult.
Oh, yeah, adults can take candies from strangers.
Yeah, constantly.
All they want, yeah. It's a really safe, fun activity. all right, so but the dude here that made the Doug's Life poster right front and center, I want to give him the chance. Have you ever have you ever watched the show? Have you ever stared at your phone or listening device and thought of your own person we should play in Last Man Stanton? An actor or an actress with a large body of work? Someone maybe that you enjoy?
Harrison Ford, maybe?
That would be an interesting memory game if you picked Harrison Ford right now. Bruce Willis. All right. I think we've done Bruce Willis before, but it's always fun to do it again. We'll start with you, Rich. Just name any Bruce Willis movie, then Allison, then me, then our friend there on the end, David.
I'll just go with Die Hard.
Excellent choice.
Thanks. Thank you, Doug.
Damn it, he took mine. Allison, any Bruce Willis movie.
What happens if I name one that he wasn't in?
Well, first of all, do you know how banishment works in podcasting and in my circle of friends in general? No, it's okay. You know, you could take a stab at it, but I would imagine you got to have a few that you just know for sure. Oh, Bruce Willis was in that. You can't have any that you're thinking he might have been in.
I am. There's one that I'm like, shit, was he in that?
Well, don't do that one. Pick one. Pick the one that's clanking around up there where he was definitely in it. Like a Bruce Willis vehicle. You know, Rich did a great job there with Die Hard.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks again. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
It's really like the kind of title that comes to mind when you're thinking of movies that Bruce Willis is in.
I was talking about Die Hard 1.
Do you have another one?
Die Hard 2.
Yeah, you don't have to say one. That's correct.
Few.
Yeah. They didn't fuck around at that point with the colon and the subtitle and all of that. Just
that was Die Harder,
Die Hard
wasn't
2.
It? Die Harder, yeah.
Die Hard 2, Die Harder?
Yeah.
And was that more of a marketing thing? Like when I look it up on my app right now, is it going to say Die Hard 2, Die Harder? Or
it might.
Or Die Harder 2? Can't say Die Harder 2. That makes no sense.
No, I thought it was Die Hard 2, colon, Die Harder. But I could be
it
totally
wrong.
It
definitely just says Die Hard 2.
I'm going to look that
How
up.
Much money do we want to put on this? I will bet, you know I own this property, right? I will bet the deed.
Oh, I got $5.
I got to take the phone out for a Leonard Maltin game anyway, so I might as well look.
All right, you go ahead.
Look for funsies. And it gives everybody else a lot more time to think of another Bruce Willis
next.
Movie.
You're next.
I'm going to need that time. I'll go with Look Who's Talking.
Die Hard 3, Die with a Vengeance.
Die Hard with
Try
a
that
vengeance.
Again.
Die Hard with a Vengeance. Sorry.
All right.
Die with a Vengeance. Just go ahead and die.
Die, parentheses.
Rich, let everyone fail or succeed on their own.
I don't know. I feel like I should be a part of all of it.
How important rules are,
that's
Rich.
That's right. I'll say Live Free or Die Hard.
What?
Somebody just clicked their tongue. Like,
it didn't have a four in it. It was just called Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I think that was five, wasn't it?
I still am looking up Die Hard 2.
I think it was just Die Hard 2. I am
telling you, it's just Die Hard 2.
It was a marketing tagline?
I think that was marketing shit.
Listen,
yeah.
I guess I don't win this property.
It's kind of like Edge of Tomorrow, Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, that Same pissed deal. Me off a little bit.
Which part?
Well, the part. Well, you know, because on iTunes, they've plugged it as being called "Live, Die, Repeat." Like the rumor was that they changed the name of the movie, which I don't think they actually changed the name of the movie.
Right.
But they market it as "Live Free" or "Live, Die, Repeat." Ugh. But I thought Tomorrow was a fine name.
It's an interesting movie to have to try to trick people into watching. Like, right. is it like people are just tired? I mean, it certainly didn't help that Tom Cruise had a couple of like. You know, like the, I think I mentioned Oblivion earlier, like that movie sort of, you know, was kind of look like similar style,
right.
But there was no way to know that Edge of Tomorrow was like more exciting and had a twistier plot,
yeah.
You know, and more to grab onto. And Emily Blunt, you can't go wrong with that.
Nope. I like her.
Emily Blunt doing a one-arm push-up, Allison. Come on.
I know.
Not since Linda Hamilton.
Mm-mm. No.
Have I got more of a boner for a for a sinewy arm?
Arm sinew is some of the best sinew.
Muscular lady. Small muscular lady. Muscular for the course of shooting one motion picture. Because you can't keep that up.
Edge of Tomorrow, she's pretty buff as well.
That's what we're talking about. I was supposed to let him fail on his own, but I thought I would throw him a life preserver on that.
Wait, what did you think we were talking about? Devil Wears Prada?
I started thinking about titles of Bruce Willis movies, and I thought, oh, that's what I just thought of. They must be talking about that. And you weren't.
Whose turn is it?
And I'm also dumb.
I think it's mine.
Okay.
Fifth Element?
Yes. Yay! You ever go as Leeloo for Halloween?
I never did. Are you taking away my point?
yeah, you have to wear a Leeloo costume.
What do I do with my water?
You can have some of
interesting.
Mine.
Interesting. No, I'm good.
I don't know how to take that.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's yours.
Oh, it's me? Oh, it goes me, then David, then... Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I'll go blind date. I'm not afraid to say it.
Sure.
Blind date.
I'm going to go... Should I go? Y'all still talking about Edge of Tomorrow? I'm going to go with Pulp Fiction.
I will say Looper.
That was the one.
I like when movies get little...
She's so buff in that.
I like
did
when,
I give that to you or did you have it? No. Oh, okay.
That's right. I forgot she was in it.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Right.
I like when little applauses break out for the certain titles, like it's the In Memoriam segment on the Oscars. Some are more popular than others. Allison?
I think there was a Look Who's Talking To.
Yes, there was. Full title. This is called Look Who's Talking To.
Okay.
But it's spelled T-O-O, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know
you can't walk away from that opportunity. me again, Rich?
Yep, you.
Me again? Wow, how'd it come around so fast? Sunrise. Wait a second. Take it back. Sunset. All right, I'm out. I fucked up. I'm out. No take backs.
I'm going to go with Bandits.
Hudson Hawk.
This will be my last one because I think I'm wrong. Canine?
What? With Jim Belushi?
No. No, the other one, the remake.
David?
Oh.
Yeah, now it's just you and Rich.
Oh, no.
Rapid Fire.
The Jackal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, woo!
The Story of Us.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love the noises in the audience.
Ocean's 12.
Oh! Wipe out. Wait,
I'm going to throw one out. I'm going to throw one out, but I'm not 100% he's in it. But
wipe out.
Is he in Death Becomes Her?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
Damn it. Oh, that's good. All right, what's not been said? Moonlighting the movie. God, he's been in so many movies. Come
cross
on.
Your fingers for that one. Someday.
What's the one where people live as your
one.
Sort of mm-hmm. surrogates?
Yeah, surrogates.
I have one. I'm really out, right?
Oh, yeah, you're really out.
Is he in 12 Monkeys?
Yeah.
God damn it. How was that not taken earlier?
You made me question my knowledge of Bruce Willis being in 12 Monkeys, though, when you ask like that.
When you think of, or at least for me, to give you a little insight, I only think of him kind of like brooding and wrapping his knuckles in some sort of fabric.
That's
and
Pulp Fiction.
What
right?
movie was that? Yeah, that's but it Pulp seems
Fiction.
Like all of them. Like, oh, what was that other one?
I think it is.
The other kind of like,
I don't think he played a boxer in anything else. Maybe one other
He
thing.
Wrapped his feet in Die Hard, so it could be that.
Yeah, yeah. He's always wrapping himself
oh,
up.
Oh, loves wrap. That guy.
Get some fabric on those appendages, buddy.
That's right.
12 Monkeys, that was good. People here are just baffled that we didn't go further.
Did did Bruce Willis's wife's office have shag carpeting in the bathroom? Because he takes off his shoes to relax by crunching his feet in the carpeting. But yeah. I remember the close-up of his feet looked like shag carpeting.
But it's not in the bathroom, I don't
think. It's not
think,
in the bathroom,
it?
But it's in a... He goes in the bathroom, and he, like, freshens up in the sink.
Yep.
And then he goes into her, like... I guess he's in her office. The carpeting in her office is shag.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was her
but
office.
But it's like...
Not, but
the first time you see that movie, and then the next 20 times you see it, it never dawns on you.
Oh,
how fucked over that advice was that guy gave him on the plane. Like, there should be a scene where he runs into that guy in New York and punches him in the face. Because he was shoeless and went through a lot of shit and pain because of that guy's stupid advice that if you're tense, you should take your shoes off.
Well, and his shirt's a different color when he comes out at the end of the heating duct as well.
Well,
his
yeah, because he went in, it was white, and then it came out gray because he went into a dirty heating duct.
What about red?
Yes. Allison wishes she were still in now.
Red 2?
That gives you red 2, yeah. No.
I should have started with red too.
So no matter, I might have found my way which way you cut it.
Oh, he already said red too.
Checkmate, oh, my friend.
Back on you.
He's been in.
You can
4,000.
Do it, man.
I know. I gotta. Surrogates was my deepest pull. That's the best I've got. Scanning faces for some sort of telepathic thing. He had one. He sent it over. Didn't make it. I guess I'm going to give up.
I thought of a few more.
Me too.
Do you have another one, Rich?
No, I don't.
But
I said
it's
story of us.
On the spot. So Rich was still the last one to name one correctly.
Yeah.
So he wins.
Yeah. Red 2, just a layup.
Four rooms.
Midrise Kingdom.
Armageddon.
Sin City. I had that one in my head.
Sixth Sense, of course.
And Unbreakable, of course.
The Expendables.
Seventh Sense.
I am inconsolable.
G.I. Joe.
Amy Adams. Last Man Standing, that we always forget.
Oh, yeah.
When we do Bruce Willis or Christopher Walken, we always forget to do Last Man Standing.
That's so funny.
Disney's the kid this guy throws in.
Larry,
you're already
Lawrence.
On the thing. I mean,
good old Lawrence.
The Sixth Sense, what the
that's
fuck?
That's embarrassing. I'm with you.
Well, you know, when you're talking about overlooking the obvious, Armageddon.
Yeah.
Well, I kept thinking of the other one, Deep Impact, or so I couldn't.
No, he's in Armageddon.
Yeah.
They gave it a new title on DVD. It's the R-rated version. Ben Affleck takes a animal cracker. And puts it in Liv Tyler's pussy.
I couldn't believe it wasn't in the theatrical release.
No, it just dances around in her stomach in the theatrical, but he jams it right in there in the apologies to David for being so crass.
Apology accepted.
Didn't mean to do that in front of you. All right, so
why
we're going
to
start
to just David.
Cuz it was funny to apologize to a guy when a woman's sitting next to me.
Oh.
I thought it would be funny, but nobody got it.
Oath.
But now I think it's funny.
We'll start with Rich, gets to pick the first category in the Leonard Maltin game. And then which order were we going in last time? We were going it that way, so we got to go that way.
This is where it all.
So, David,
away.
You're next after.
Okay. After Rich. Just going to be guessing the Sixth Sense.
Well, Rich kind of stumbled into a great position here by winning that last thing because the Blueberry Johnson categories come up, and that's. The category is also known as You're In This, and it's films that someone in this panel is in.
That makes me nervous.
Your next option, suggested by Chris Dale M3 on Twitter, is You're In This. I'm sorry. let me pronounce that right. You're in this. You're in this. You're in this. And this films where there's public urination. And your third option
is called
Cocktail, and it's movies with drinks named after them at the bar at the Arclight in Hollywood.
That's a good category.
Which one of those would you like to play?
I want to try that first one.
Oh, movies you're in?
Movies Blueberry Jackson or whatever it was.
Yeah. 3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2006 that somebody in the panel is in. He calls the movie slick, and he says that several people appear as themselves in this movie. And he lists 10 names. How many names can you get it in, Rich Summer?
Listen, I don't know. I'm going to start with...
I'm so happy Sam Levine isn't here today.
Me too.
He would have a heart attack right now. His little body would not be able to handle what's happening right now.
I'll go with. I'm just start with 10.
He says 10 names. David.
I'm gonna jump it down to 7.
7 names, he says, Allison. It's a movie. Someone in this panel is in it.
So now I either go less or I say name that movie.
Uh-huh.
Name that movie.
Okay. A little unknown director by the name of M. Night Shyamalan had himself a breakout hit.
All right, David, here's your 7 names.
Okay.
Okay, your 7 names are Rebecca Mader.
Oh, I know this one.
Tracy Toms. James Naughton. David Marshall Grant. Adrian Grenier. Am I pronouncing that right, Rich?
Mm-hmm. You are.
Emily Blunt. And Simon Baker.
Simon Baker? What?
Poor Simon Baker.
Here's a clue.
Fucking mentalist?
He was sort of a dick.
Yeah.
Not in the movie, just on the set.
Oh, okay.
That's a clue.
I know the scenes. It's like a high school party, things along those lines.
It's a great scene.
God damn it. You were in this?
I was. I didn't make the 10, however. I noticed that.
That's why you said 10. You just wanted to hear your own name.
I figured if I had even said 1, I would have eventually. I figured I would be last on it.
So why not go 0?
Well, I didn't know it until he said Rebecca Mader, and then I knew. I thought, here's the deal. I thought it would be profoundly arrogant to presume that I was the only person who was in a movie in 2006.
Oh, okay.
Plus, I think Leonard would have given it more stars, but that's fine. You said 3 stars, and I thought this can't be that.
3 stars, that's a solid good.
from a man watching a movie about the fashion industry or look magazines.
At look at that. You're throwing some hints.
I liked it, though. I'd give it 3.5.
Okay. The Devil Wears Prada.
That's correct. Okay.
Wasn't it like a high school party she was at? She dates Adrian Grenier and then goes to some sort of party. I remember
they might be at a party at some point, but it's, okay. There you go.
Who did you play, Rich?
I played a character named Doug.
Oh, Doug.
Oh, man.
It's true. I was.
Should do a spinoff called Doug's Life. Stanley Tucci, Anne Hathaway, and Meryl Streep, of course. And Devil Wears Prada is legendary on Douglas movies for being the movie where Pete Holmes got all the names and didn't know what it was.
He got all 10?
Yeah, I think so. Wow. I think that's what happened. Yeah.
What is the 10th name?
Huh?
Rebecca Bate-Mater is the 10th name.
That was the first name he heard. As soon as he heard a name from it, he was like, oh, yeah, it's that movie I did in 2006. Yeah, that's why I love that category, because I love a ridiculously unfair advantage that oftentimes still doesn't get taken advantage of. That when you bid 10, I was already cracking up. But it still worked out for... Oh, David got the point. So David is on the board, and...
Didn't earn it. Not a fair point.
Rich gets to but that's we gotta wrap it up. So
it's fair or unfair. Clock, 5:46.
Somebody has to win. Wait a second. Did they try to fix it? Is that what happened? I think that's what happened. Now it's a minute. Now it's a minute fast. Okay, Rich. Would you like Valentine's Dre? And that, of course, is romantic movies that have a hip-hop artist in them.
You like at least half of that category.
I really do.
Want to do some nines, and that's movies from 1999. And I think we're going to need a bigger coat, and that's movies where someone is frozen.
Let's do want to do some nines.
Okay. Would you like a movie from 1999 or 1999?
I'm going to go with 99.
3 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1999.
Sounds terrible.
It's 123 minutes long. And, wow, I think I don't even know this. Alec Baldwin and Matthew Modine appear unbilled in this movie. So they will not be amongst the 8 names listed by Mr. Malton. How many names can you get it in?
I'll start with 8. We'll see what happens.
He says 8 names, Allison.
7.
7, David.
7.99, they didn't.
I'll
go 6.
Trying to make this intense. 6, Rich.
I'll say name it.
Unbilled.
David could take down this whole thing.
Was it first to 2? Oh, yeah.
6 out of 8 names.
Oh, that's a lot.
It's a lot of names.
I should have just said 5. Oh, if they could hear what I was thinking right now, they would know.
Do you play board games that involve gambling?
Yeah, I do very poorly.
I believe it.
Yeah, no, not good.
Gina McKee.
Knew it.
Tim McInerney.
Mm.
Reese Ephens. Or is it Ifans?
I think it's
Ephens.
Like Ephens?
Reese Ephens?
I don't know. I think that's what it is.
James Dreyfus or Dreyfus. Emma Chambers. And Hugh Bonneville.
I was hoping Hugh would help.
Hugh did not help you.
Hugh
2 more
Bonneville.
Names after that.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin and Matthew Modine are also in it.
But unbilled.
And then it's 123 minutes long. 3 stars. 1999.
99, 123. Here's me sitting in a theater.
Just repeat everything. Do you have a 1999 a strong year for you for overall memories?
Yes, but
can you think of a movie that you know came out in 1999?
No, just a guess. Like I remember seeing that.
Go ahead and guess one.
Let me guess one. Okay, come on, Dave. Come on. Just come up with a movie. The thing that sucks is like when you just like lob out a guess. We go, that was 96, idiot. Okay.
No one will say that. No one will. You're in a safe space.
All right. I'm going to just wildly throw out the Hudsucker proxy.
Ah! Fucking idiot.
That was like 92.
What a piece of garbage. No, that was tough for sure because the last two names are terribly, terribly helpful because they are Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts. And the movie is called Notting Hill. Notting Hill. So Allison gets a point. Who challenged? Who challenged him? Rich gets a point. Rich is on the board. So David's got one. Rich has got one. You could still do this, Allison.
Well played, Gomez.
So excited when I almost had a point.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I tried to give you one.
Thank you.
You get to pick the category, though, in this next one. And then we go to Rich. You choose between... Oh, wait. I got to erase that Notting Hill thing because I don't want to accidentally play it again later. I got one more juicy nines.
Nine. Were you trying to get me to guess The Sixth Sense? For 99?
I wasn't trying to get you to do anything. It all comes up randomly.
Because I wish I had guessed it. Really.
Would you like, Allison, Red Light Challenge? That's movies where there's a cab involved in a chase. Or Lunch at Tiffany's. And not to be confused with Breakfast at Tiffany's. This is romantic sequels.
Well, I know really? David has the unfair advantage here.
And your third choice.
Oh, excuse me.
Puff Puff Pass. Move Emily Blunt movies. That Leonard Maltin gave 2 stars or less. Puff Puff Pass. Which one of them do you like? Cab Chase... romantic sequels or whatever that last one was.
Emily Blunt movies that Leonard gave two stars or less. I'm surprised there are that many because she's so great. I'm going to go with Lunch at Tiffany's.
Okay. The year is 2004. 2 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie pointless. But the lead character is likable. No. I take it back. A likable character gets transformed into a charmless dunce, according to Leonard. You need to know more. And he names a whopping 11 names in the cast. How many will it take you, Allison Rosen? My old best friend.
So there's 11. So I can name it in 8.
Strong opening bid.
Thank you.
Who did I say we go to next?
I think you said Rich.
Rich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And which year were we talking about? 2009?
Four.
Four.
We're going 2004.
Yeah. I think again, if Sam Levine were here, I think I just whatever I do, it's anathema to him as far as how I play this game because I don't play it well. But I'm going to just say name it.
I hope that's the person you're playing for. I don't know why anyone else would be so excited. It's the person you're playing for or Marv Albert. Those are the only people that should be going, yes! Okay, so how many names do you get, Allison?
8.
Okay, good luck. Carrie Emery. Celia Emery. James Faulkner. Shirley Henderson. James Callis. Sally Phillips. Jacinda Barrett. Gemma Jones. Jim Broadbent. That's 7.
Come on, next one.
Colin Firth.
What's the movie called, Allison?
I know Jacinda Barrett was from Real World and went out with
Chris
Hardwick. What is that movie? Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to come to you.
It's a sequel, though, right?
That's the theme. Shh. Wow.
Snarky. I know, if it's the one I'm thinking of, I know the actress, and... crap, what is that called?
What the fuck is that thing called?
I know
just
a lot of details.
Name it. Just say what it's called. Just blurt it out.
Well, I can blurt out the wrong one, but it's not going to be the right one.
Oh.
You're going to hear it from this guy over here.
I know. Ella Enchanted 2?
I like that. That's a funny approach to, like, look at me and then add a 2 if it if I start to look disappointed. Leading you on to something else. In addition to Colin Firth, the aforementioned Hugh Grant and Renee Zellweger.
Oh.
It was the second Bridget Jones movie called Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason.
Rich had every part of that.
Bridget Jones, The Edge of Tomorrow. Bridget Jones, Live, Die, Repeat.
Is this a new Bridget Jones movie? Or it's the same poster for Bridget Jones 2. Why are they...
So that means Rich is our winner?
I did it!
Across the board. You're good at games.
I swept. This is very rare for me.
Yeah, do you want to make a speech or something? Or I get to eliminate the Lunch at Tiffany's category, finally, so thank you for that.
Do you like some of my candy? I feel like you've earned it.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, I got some Skittles, maybe.
Absolutely, go for
Thanks.
It.
Just go in there?
Yeah, yeah, those are victory Skittles.
You want some?
Did you know that they were originally going to do Skittles in E.T., but puppets don't like Skittles?
Little known fact.
Skittles stain puppet fingers. And then the puppet's just busy licking his own fingers, tasting the rainbow the whole time. All right. So we don't need your shithead because you won for the person you were playing for, Rich. So that was a bullet dodged. Come get your prizes, whoever made that delightful name tag. Come on down, dude. Oh, it's a girl. Oh, that's right. Samp. Samp, short for Samantha? Yeah, okay. So you get all this stuff. Can you carry it all? Is it going to be all right? Do you need, should we get a valet to help you to your car?
That shirt is going to fit you terrifically. Enjoy. Excellent. All right.
Oh, she is a burrito expert.
See, people like it. There's a place for it in the world.
Sounds like someone who's like studies stool samples.
You gauged that from her saying that?
Huh?
Who says that?
A burrito expert.
Oh, yeah.
She just said very proudly, I am a burrito expert. And then I just imagine her looking at a giant shit.
I have no idea.
Well, I think everyone did. I mean, it's pretty logical.
No, no. It was just me. Anything you got to plug, David Huntsberger?
I do a monthly variety show here in Los Angeles called The Junk Show. It has like music and magic and stand-up. We screen animation. That's May 10th. I'll be in Chicago May 20th. And I did a special through Kickstarter that'll be out in like July. So if you keep an eye on DavidHuntsberger.com, that'll be there. And then Professor Blastoff still going strong. So give that a listen.
What's the venue in Chicago?
At North Bar.
Okay. It's the at symbol?
I think it's the at symbol, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's called the at North Bar.
At North Bar? That's weird.
Where are you headed? I'm going to, just at North Bar.
At North Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, what's going on with you? We're into how many episodes into Mad Men are we at this point?
I think three.
Three
have aired, which
and
is
I've
four
seen
more.
A lot of Harry Crane hate on Twitter.
Yeah, they
is he
not
really
like my character
doing some terrible things this season.
The way he treated Megan left a lot to be desired.
Just sort of a douchebag, that guy.
All right. Do people? Is it like soap operas? Do people like accost you like you're him?
Yes. They are not always kind.
That's so weird. Why do they do that?
They look just alike.
They fit. True. I look a lot like the character Harry.
Well, no. Right now, I'd go up to him and go, "Oh, nice haircut, Harry." Finally, got rid of the mutton chops or whatever, weird thing you're doing with your face. How many episodes till it ends?
I think there are four left. May 17th is the finale.
So there's seven episodes in the final
half a season. Yep. And also on Thursdays, I don't know if I mentioned this, I do a board game podcast that is available. Comes out on Thursdays. Doug. Thursdays.
Yeah, it sounds like, between Mad Men on Sunday nights and that on Thursdays, shut-ins are set.
Yeah, come out to the junk show. Don't be a shut-in. All right,
don't be a shut-in. Allison, what's going on with you?
Well, check out my podcast, Allison Rosen Is Your New Best Friend. I have
people love
Thank
it.
You. Yes, Doug Benson's been on. I have Jim mm-hmm. Norton on Monday. You can get that all the usual podcast places, iTunes or AllisonRosen.com. And follow me on Twitter because lately, every time I tweet, I lose followers, and it's beginning to make me wonder: was it everything I said? So seriously, if everyone in this room could follow me, I would feel better when I go home tonight. At Allison Rosen, just one L.
One L and Allison. Let's hear it for all my guests. Let me have that shithead. Oh, I think I had a plug here too. Oh, I'm gonna be at the Fort Wayne International Ballroom. It's a little lofty for my. For a guy in a hoodie, but that's on May 7th. And as always, and thanks to everybody for coming out today. It was a great crowd. And as always, David Letterman retiring is a shithead. I guess everyone's just kind of like, oh, if he wants to quit. If he's ready to go. I don't watch
Drop that mic.
Yeah,
shit's done, son.
I'm the worst at drop the mic. I do it before I finish my statement. David Letterman, that guy can go. I'm so glad we have four mics up here because I need a lot of mics to make my... And none of the dispensaries around here have dab bars, so them, .. Chris Christie is a shithead. Hey, once again, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Xero, X-E-R-O, beautiful accounting software built to help small businesses be more productive and successful. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at Xero.com, Xero.com/podcast. You know how to spell podcast.
for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room